On May 9th, a very exciting code is activated. The 9th of May adds up to 18, which reduces to 9. So we have the 9-day, and then we have the 18-9 universal date. But we also have May universal month number is 9 as well. And then the sun today is at 18 degrees in Taurus, which is unbelievable because that adds a fourth 9. So we have a quadruple 9 code activated, which is so exciting. And it definitely spells release, letting go, culmination to the max 4 times. So you need to allow yourself to release and to do so in a place of unconditional love, which 9 also represents. Letting go is the big theme today. Let go and let God. Surrender. So allow others to do the same. Allow others to purge. Allow others to reveal themselves in a way that is very deeply heartfelt, right? 9 is in the emotional, creative, self-expression triad, 3, 6, 9. And so this is about being kind, being supportive, allowing those endings and culminations to happen without judgment so that you're free to embrace the new beginnings that are inevitably around the corner. Anytime you let go, you're making room, and you're making room for something brand new. So love, compassion, understanding, they all turn into divine wisdom. And that means you're leading from the heart. And of course, that indicates that you are in love. And that's not just romantic love, which is also part of the equation, but you are living in a place of love. So it's a very exciting day, and it means you're deeply replenished and you feel very prosperous as well. Now, in the stars, Mercury trines Pluto. Pluto is also about purging, letting go, by revealing the truth, right? Bringing up the secrets that have been unconscious and allowing you to address them and purge them. So you have a great desire with Pluto trine Mercury to speak to others and help influence them in a positive way. So the impact you have on others is very strong, especially through speaking. Any kind of communication can be writing, of course, as well, social media. So you strive to be very recognized, appreciated, and you'll have intense conversations as well under this transit. It'll give you new perceptions on spirituality and psychology. And these are favored because your psychic abilities are heightened as well, because Pluto is very intuitive and Mercury allows you to translate those intuitive downloads into content, into words. So now with Mercury and Pluto, there can be sometimes a nervous intensity because you're uncovering new answers to things. And so you need to just make sure you have a place to feel grounded, do meditation, yoga, whatever it is that helps you, right? Listen to beautiful music, have essential oils. So your power and influence are really, really great today. And you can make incredibly empowering discoveries as a result. And then we move to Sunday, May 10th, which is the first of 10 days of the very, very same number in the day and in the date. So Sunday, May 10th is also a 10 universal date. And this is very powerful because 10 is the instant manifestation number, the number of love and light, the number of God. It is also called the Wheel of Fortune. And it allows you to just manifest. So you want to make the most out of the Sunday, out of the love and light of the code, the Wheel of Fortune, which brings just the ability to manifest anything. And it brings a fresh breeze of ideas that inspire you to move forward new beginnings. Implement those ideas. Trust in your original ideas. Make them real, because your inspiration is really on a high and you're super determined and super confident. So this is a rebirth moment as the double 10-10 code merges with May's 9 cycle of endings. Remember, when the numbers 1 and 9 get together, we have a major shift. This is the second day in May that we have this. The first one was May 1st. In the stars, we have Mercury trine Jupiter, and then we have Sun sextile Neptune, and these are very harmonious, wonderful transits that are happening on the same day, which means they're exact today. They can be ongoing for a few days, especially Sun sextile Neptune will last a few days. Mercury trine Jupiter helps you to share your life in a very joyful way. And you just are very optimistic. You expect good news and good news arrives. Your feelings are easily accessed today because Jupiter opens up Mercury, the ability to express yourself. And the way you think is highly positive. The way you communicate is filled with humor and lightness and playfulness. And this favors study. It favors research. And since you're so open to new ideas and new information, you can expand your knowledge in many areas. So that means negotiations and business, any dealings that you have with others, they go very well, as do any legal matters. So you just feel more social, you seek out new friends, and you feel joyful, you feel fortunate. Sun sextile Neptune means that you're super sensitive, very intuitive, very clairaudient, clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairsentient. You just have wonderful empathy and you're really open to others. You're sharing your beautiful, sweet nature. And it also enhances your intuition beautifully. So this means your dreams are extra vivid. They're very revealing. And this also enhances romance, creativity, imagination. And then we come to the wonderful 11-11 portal. On May 11th, we have an 11 universal date. And that 11-11 portal is so powerful because it basically teaches you to be consciously present. And once you're consciously present, where every moment is the only moment you focus on, not the past, not the future, not worry, not projection, this is the code of liberation, if there ever was one. So to have a day in the year where we have this code opened is very important to note. And it means that inspiration and deep understanding, deep discoveries, deep research is in play. And since 11 reduced to 2, it brings harmony, it brings peace. It brings romance, and it doesn't necessarily have to be intimate romance. It can be just feeling in love with life, romancing life. In any case, there is a sense of total surrender to harmony and peace, and relationships being brought back into balance, and just opening up to share and listen on a very, very deep level. So it's a fantastic day for communication, for conversations. Harmony and beauty in your surroundings are so important to allowing you to stay emotionally calm and connected and collected. And your intuition, too, is much stronger than usual. So you want to listen very, very closely. Be present. That is what 11 teaches us, to be utterly present, to not move back and rehash the past, or worry about what might come in the future, but be totally immersed in this moment. So the moment now is the most valuable moment you'll ever experience. And it's the only valuable moment you'll ever experience. It is your greatest gift. You can't be unhappy when you are present with life. Now, Mercury square Mars and Saturn retrograde both happen today. Mercury square Mars helps you just move forward very quickly. It is an activation, the square, right? It's all about CTA, call to action. But you want to guard against rushing into action, rushing into things, being hasteful. So being patient is very important, because impatience will make you reach assumptions before understanding the whole picture, and that will result in action that is, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to be helpful. So take a lot of deep breaths today before communicating with others, before sharing your thoughts, and use this heightened energy to focus on a creative project. You know, Mars is very instinctual. Mars is very imaginative. So you want to exercise your body. You want to release the inner tension. You want to release that nervous energy and aggression, and focus on practical, constructive thinking. And if you feel anxious, Mars encourages you really to move. It's very, very important to take heed on physical movement in terms of releasing any anxiety. That is in general a great thing to do with any anxiety, and today especially it is important. Now, Saturn retrogrades today at 1 degree in Aquarius. It's almost at 2 degrees, but it's at the very end of the 1 degree sector. And so this is important because it's the 11th. So already we're dealing with the number one. And eventually Saturn will re-enter Capricorn on July 1st for a few months until it moves back into Aquarius on December 17th, 2020. So we'll have approximately 5.5 months where Saturn will move back into Capricorn. Now, it is in Aquarius now and will be for at least, you know, 2 more months, depending on when you listen to this, until July 1st. So this is really powerful because when Saturn retrogrades, you feel actually less restriction, because you're turning into the inner strength to handle any personal and professional situations. And it strengthens your instincts and allows you to make important choices about your career, especially because Saturn governs the career sector, but also your home and family and your ideas, your creativity, because Aquarius is related to friends, to the future. So there's a lot of personal growth that will come into the forefront here. And then we come to Wednesday, May 13th. This is a very important day because Venus stations retrograde, and I'll get to that in a moment. But first, we have a double 13 activated, and I talked at length about this number in part one. So go have a listen again to that explanation of the number 13. It was for May 4th. When we had a 13 universal date, and you can apply everything that I shared for May 4th to May 13th, when we also have a 13 universal date. And it's important to understand this number because it is so misunderstood, number one. So you have a natural unconscious rejection of the themes that are in play without even knowing it. It's unconscious. So just know that unexpected events take you beyond your comfort zone when the number 13 is activated. And when it's doubled up, there's even more dynamic empowerment that needs to be integrated into your life. So take any opportunity to manifest, 13 reduced to 4, and be clear on a plan for your day that allows you to explore new horizons. Planning with the number 13 is really exciting, as long as you're flexible, because like I said, there will be the unexpected will emerge during the day. So yeah, there's a lot of genius here with this number 13. And for that reason, you really want to have tremendous grounding, feel very secure so that you can take those branches, allow the wind to come through them and not feel like, you know, the trunk is going to break, because it will not. You're just able to stay in that place of security while you explore the unimaginable with this incredible, incredible number. Now, Venus stations retrograde, and this is exciting because Venus actually rules Taurus, and the Sun is still in Taurus at this time. Now, Venus at this time is in Gemini, and will be in Gemini for the duration of the retrograde, which happens between May 13th and June 25th. So it's about 6 weeks. And when Venus stations retrograde, old relationships, especially partnerships, are revisited. So former partners may resurface in your life, giving you closure or another opportunity to connect. Gemini tends to bring things in twos or more, so be prepared to rekindle connections. I mean, you're diving into what you value here. Venus is about what you value, including your feelings about financial flow, money, in order to understand the underlying unconscious drivers that are fueling your decision-making process about abundance. And Gemini likes going in different directions, so you may want to wait to make important decisions, especially regarding love and money, until after this retrograde is completed. During a Venus retrograde, the most rarely occurring retrograding planet, you are being asked to look closely at how you're allocating your resources, especially energy regarding financial abundance, whether you're living your life in accordance with your true values and how you engage in your loving partnerships. So a lot of personal stuff going on. Venus is a personal planet. It is, like I said, the planet that retrogrades the least amount. So when it does, it's important to take advantage of this time. And then we have Thursday, the 14th of May, when a double 14 code lights up the day. This is very much about connections. 14 is what I call the media number, so it allows you to communicate in a special way. It's wonderful for delightful surprises and romance and sensuality and sharing your message and being very flexible with possible unexpected news that might show up on your doorstep. You're definitely on an adventure, so take a risk if you feel prompted to do so. Excitement and enthusiasm are really the key words for today. And it's a great day for sales, for selling. You know, if it's something you truly believe in that is supportive and enhances people's lives, it's a wonderful day to do that. So explore what brings you pleasure and know that you have the courage, you have the flexibility and openness to make this a really wonderful day of breakthroughs. Okay, so it's the day after Venus stations retrograde, and what do we have? We have Jupiter stationing retrograde in Capricorn. Yes, yes, it is amazing. Jupiter is about having faith. Jupiter is about hope, expansion, and fortunate events. So when Jupiter stations retrograde, you're turning within to gather that wisdom, because Jupiter governs higher education. So success and happiness accompany you as you direct your energy towards soul-centered intentions, which come from within you, not from externally. And Jupiter is conjunct Pluto at the time it stations retrograde, which is very good news because it means that abundance is going to be enhanced during the retrograde to a great extent if you turn to your inner resources for inspiration and guidance. And this is the key. You must listen to your intuition. Your optimism and expansive outlook about the future is tied to your willingness to read the signs and access higher wisdom. So take time out for a holiday break if you can, very much, you know, not for the next few months, of course, that would be not realistic, but especially as Jupiter stations retrograde, it is a good time to do so. Now, if you can't, then obviously wait till a later time during the retrograde. It does last a few months. So yeah, it's very supportive of inner growth, spiritual growth, educational growth, expansion, as long as it is intuited from within. And then Friday the 15th has that gorgeous spiritual alchemy number, 1515, doubled up in the day and the date. Love and abundance blesses you today. You're being nurtured in every way possible. So, you know, get a massage. If you can, definitely pamper yourself and take care of others as well. I mean, you're going to want to be with family, with loved ones. There's going to be some deep emotional connections that are made. So devotion to your loved ones allows you to spend just wonderful quality time. And you have loving authority today as well. You have a maternal, paternal instinct. So allow your spiritual alchemist to guide you and know that uplifting others through joy and love is the ultimate expression of this code. So it's a wonderful day for financial flow and activating abundance. A glowing day of love and romance. Now, the Sun trine Pluto happens today as well, and Mercury sextile Chiron. So, wow, I mean, you feel super empowered with Pluto and the Sun being in a trine. You can take on much more of a leadership role. You can study mysterious topics and realms that uncover the unseen, right? You can dive into astrology, numerology, the mysteries of your code. So no matter what you do or invest your time in, you're going to go to the core of the matter here, discovering hidden truths, richly rewarding discoveries here. So it's a wonderful day of power, positivity, and inner prayer. Mercury sextile Chiron is merging your left brain and right brain. They're very balanced with the sextile, and it quickens the mind and allows you to use your intuition and your intellect, your intelligence, to read minds easily. So you know what to say and how to respond to people, even though you may not know anything about them. And it makes you an adept at communicating as a result, because you're really listening to that instinct. And it makes your mind very incisive and stable and infused with love, because Chiron is not only the sacred healer, but heals through love. So it gives you this extraordinary ability to create and convey the meaning in your creation to others. You can advise, you can heal, you can know exactly what to say or do. On Saturday the 16th, we have a double 16 code. And when that's activated, we have great powers of concentration, because the lightning strike of insights brings amazing revelations. So you want to listen closely to your intuition. You definitely want to take extra time to rest. You want to take time to delight in your imagination. Read more books, take a course, study, anything to immerse your day in revelations and in nature. So meditation, relaxation. It is a Saturday, so you can definitely spend time alone at some point today and get that extra rest, because you're seeking a deepening connection to source with this double 16 portal. Now in the heavens, we have the moon conjunct Neptune in Neptune's sign of Pisces. Now the moon loves Pisces. Pisces is about unconditional love, and the moon is the ruler of Cancer, another water sign like Pisces, and very much connected to motherly love. So you are incredibly sensitive today, very receptive. You're open emotionally. You feel like mothering or being mothered. It's a beautiful conjunction that just lasts one day, of course, because the moon moves so fast. It moves every 28, 29 days through all the 12 signs. So it only lasts a day, but it echoes the 1616 numerology code, which is tied to spirituality, just like Pisces is, and connecting intimately with nature and your intuition with the number 167. So this is all part of the healing process, is our reconnection to nature. Very much in play this year. Remember, it's a four universal year, 2020. Four represents the four seasons. And the four seasons are reminders to us to reconnect with Earth. So we want to really take advantage of this beautiful planet we live on, because there's a reason it's so gorgeous. Is it gives us the peace and the rejuvenation and the air we breathe, right? When we go into a forest or just breathe the scent of beautiful spring flowers, whatever it may be, you are being rejuvenated by this number four being connected to Mother Earth. And then number seven is actually about the reconnection to nature, bringing heaven to earth, which is what nature represents. It's the physical representation of beauty, the beauty of God. And so, you know, along with your psychic faculties being enhanced when you're in nature, I mean, just go to any beautiful seaside, ocean, waterfall, mountain, lake, go on a hike through the forest, any beautiful path with a view or not a view, whatever it may be, you know, just smelling the roses. This is so important because it's the delicacy of that experience that gives you the strength. You know, it's the beauty and the intimacy that come together. And so this is the mystery, the mystical side of today's code. Isn't it a mystery how our planet is so stunningly supportive of life on Earth, and here we are able to actually appreciate it, maybe for the first time in a long time, which is, you know, the good side of what's going on worldwide, is that we are reconnected, we are slowed down, and that allows us to be grateful and appreciative of what is around us every day that we might not have taken advantage of or noticed even. So this is a day to remember you are a spiritual being and you need to be spiritually connected to beauty and to nature and to open your heart.